a commentary by Ron Galata, submitted to the Detroit Coalition Against Police Brutality on November 25, 2008. In my commentary of August 7, 2008, I listed five criminals found guilty of fraud and conspiracy: Ronald Ferguson, Elizabeth Monrad, Christian Milton, Robert Graham, and Christopher Garand. To this day, no one can identify these convicted felons, even though they stole $1 billion from AIG and therefore from us taxpayers. Given that AIG and Goldman Sachs, under the auspices of Henry Paulson, are now bilking us taxpayers out of $150 billion, these convicted felons should be household names. The corporate media, however, refuses to discuss or investigate the fraud and corruption in the financial sector. But they do attack the auto industry, because that is where the unions hold power. The history of fraud and corruption in the shadow banking system, in Enron, etc., disappears in the black hole of history, just as our money disappears when given to these corrupt institutions. Why must this collapse of finance capital be laid at the doorstep of the Republican Party? Because it is the Republican Party that caused this collapse. It is not about individuals, Democrat or Republican. It is not about specific names, Democratic or Republican. It is about a program. Republican President Ronald Reagan demanded deregulation and privatization. Alan Greenspan said that the market will solve all problems. In fact, Ronald Reagan specifically argued that we must rely on the magic of the free market. Republican George Bush II is still demanding reliance on the free market in his speech of November 14, 2008. The Republican Party does not comprehend that the magic of the market is an illusion. We have had 30 years of implementation of the Republican Party program, and what we have is corruption and collapse. Of course, there are Democrats who go along with deregulation and some who go along with privatization, but that is because they have been bought off. Greed and selfishness is a part of the human condition, but the program of the party is what is definitive. The progressive wing of the Democratic Party demands control of the corrupt banks, protection for working people. Some demand it because it is morally correct. Others demand it because it is good economics. Certainly better economics than anything the Republican Party has to offer. All the Republican Party is worried about is the protection of the Wall Street thieves. The corporate media now wants Barack Obama to, quote, move to the middle, unquote. As Jim Hightower says, quote, the only thing found in the middle of the road is yellow lines and dead armadillos. Instead, we must demand empowerment of working people and control of private and public corporations so that they are accountable to working people. I invite you to visit my website, theroadtohellonline.com.